What's the biggest difference in Dean Lowry this year, do you think?
I think probably 200, 400, whatever he did, practice game reps of being inside. You know, when we first got him, he was at Northwestern, played outside probably most of the time. And he's very smart, and he's not he does a good job of not repeating mistakes, and he's very coachable. So I think he's just doing the natural process that we thought he would do. And we obviously, where we picked him, we thought he was a good football player. So that's probably the biggest thing. Just, you know, some guys see it fast when they see it live, and that's probably describes him pretty well.
You've coached this position forever, though. How hard is it for a guy, because he would line up really wide, and he was explaining to me at Northwestern, just how big of an adjustment is that to take a guy who's played out there and really get him to learn how to be a three or a five?
Yeah, I mean, it's an adjustment, but it's not something a lot of guys have done that in the past, and I think that's what Ted does a good job at, is trying to find the guy that can do that. And he's so coachable on it, and he's a bright kid that, you know, we were hoping that would transition that way. And he's a work in progress. I mean, he's still got a ways to go, but I think he's going to be a really good player, and he's got a lot of desire to do that. That's it?
What have you been able to do with Montrevis? I saw he's out of the boot now. It looks like he's walking around.
Mm-hmm. He is mainly in meetings. You know, this right now, just with me. I know between lifting and treatment and meetings, he's getting the full gamut. I mean, his big thing, obviously, you wish that didn't happen to him, but can't do anything about that. But he's taking advantage of what the things that he can do. Weight room, nutrition, weight room, treatment, and meeting room, learning football. And he's asked a lot of questions. And you could tell he's staying focused that way. You know, he stands next to me in walkthroughs and stuff. And so he's very focused that way. We've got to keep him going that way.
Anything he can do, you know, to learn handwork, things like that?
Now that he's probably out of the boot, we'll see. I mean, I'm not a trainer or a doctor, so I don't know how far they're going to advance him into that area and what they can do there. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Turco, is your room a lot different without LaTroy in it?
LaTroy's always been LaTroy was a joy to have in that room. I mean, LaTroy loved football. So, but you know, that's being in this as long as I have. You always go on. It's like tomorrow my youngest son's leaving for college, so, you know, we'll be empty nesters now, so you just got to kind of move on.
The reason I ask is that, you know, you've got some young guys. Ringo's been here for a few years, but I've had a ton of opportunity. I think you guys like Price a lot, and then Lunsford. I'm just wondering what kind of opportunity is created for those young guys when a veteran who's played a lot of snaps.
Yeah, obviously when you miss someone that's played, you know, 400 or 500 snaps for you, whatever his totals was, you know, someone's opportunity is going to go up. It's just like when somebody gets injured. You know, it's unfortunate for that guy, and somebody gets another chance.
How did Price respond to getting some extra time and extra playing time?
Yeah, I mean, it really, I think, I'm not so much, I guess what I'm thinking about is it wasn't so much extra time, like extra reps. I mean, we planned on working him hard and doing that with him anyways, because we obviously see a guy that we're trying to develop in there and trying to work. So we wanted to get him some good amount of work as well. So he's been in there a bunch in practice, and he's been in there a bunch in, obviously, in the one game. And so balancing between him and Kenny, you know, at that position, you know, if we're in Oki or whatever, but just trying to stay with him on that and make sure he has enough reps to get a great evaluation of him. So my point to you is it wasn't this was something we were going to do anyways.
It looked like Ricky he worked with the threes for part of the game on Thursday night. Is that just a guy that you know who he is and what he is and you don't know?
No, I don't think he was with the threes because he was out. You know, once and it's preseason now again. In preseason, it's particularly as a D-line, you know, you don't really have pitch counts in games. You say, okay, this guy's going, this guy's tired, let me get a fresh guy in there. But when Mike and Dean and Kenny left, whoever I put in there with Ricky was just it didn't really work out that way. Like you're saying, that was just the threes. And I don't think he came back in the second half, did he? I don't believe he did. I don't remember. That seems like forever.